You know, Mamish, it's a bittersweet night tonight, being that just a few hours ago was the end of the Heilige Yontif of Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is a day of so much Kedusha, a day of such Chizuk, Zairus. And it was a really incredible last night. We were together in New Square, and before the Madura was lit, before all the tansing, so we dive in Meirev together with the Rebbe. And then the Rebbe said Svir Soimer. And we all said Svir Soimer together afterwards, which was also incredible. I've never been a part of that before. Everybody Mamish said every word of Svir Soimer together, 10,000 people. It was incredible. But the Rebbe's Svir Soimer, I've been by a lot of very special Svir Soimer, by big tzaddikim and by Rebbe's, but never like where I was a part of last night. Mamish, you could hardly get a word out of the bracha or the sphere itself without Mamish real demos, crying, tears. And I was thinking about it. What are those tears? Seemingly, they weren't tears of atzvos. I don't believe they were tears of sadness. This is just my understanding. Could be wrong. The tears are something that we cry when we're very emotional. We could cry in the best of times. We could cry in the worst of times. We could cry at a chasana. We could cry lo aleinu at a levaya. We cry when we're very emotional. When we're very in the moment, we're very real. And seemingly, I don't know, I'm not sure if the Rebbe cries like that by every night's sphere. It could be. But Lag BaOmer, the feeling, the hargosh of Lag BaOmer is so strong. The emotions were flowing, the tears were flowing. And tonight is already, Lag BaOmer has ended, we're in Lag BaOmer already. But the emes is, first of all, this is such a thing called Isru Chag. We have something called Isru Chag, and Isru Chag means we have to be bound to the Chag, so we're still bound to Lag BaOmer, connected to Lag BaOmer, or the chizik of Lag BaOmer. But also, I was thinking about it, it's already in Shulchan Aruch, Peleg. Peleg Chai. What's Peleg? Purim Lag BaOmer. Peleg. That we know whatever day Purim is on, whatever day of the week Purim is on, Lag BaOmer is going to be. If you remember back Purim, I don't know if you can remember Purim. I mean, we remember Purim, but I'm even Yavin. If you remember back to Purim, Purim was Wednesday night, Thursday. Kachave Lag BaOmer was Wednesday night, Thursday. Peleg. So we see right there a deep connection between Purim and Lag BaOmer. And Purim doesn't just have an Isru Chag like other Yom Tovim. Purim has Mamish a Yom Tov the day after, called Shushan Purim. So seemingly if Purim and Lag BaOmer is so connected, Peleg, so now we're in Shushan Lag BaOmer. So we, but Bez Hashem, we have to keep Lag BaOmer with us, keep the Chizuk Lag BaOmer. There's no question. We haven't gone to sleep yet. There hasn't been a hefsek from Lag BaOmer in such a way. So we're going to continue to learn about Lag BaOmer, continue to learn about Reb Shimon, and continue to connect to the deep Torah of Reb Shimon in the deepest of ways. So the famous Gemara in Shabbos, I thought about earlier today. I meant to photocopy. But you all know that you know the Gemara. You know the Gemara. But we'll read through it together. Because there's a lot to understand in this Gemara. The Gemara obviously is in Shabbos, Lama Gimel, and Beis. Everything's Hashkocha, Shabbos, Lama Gimel, and Beis. So let's just read the Gemara. Pasuk Rav Yehuda, V'amar, Kamenoim, Maseim, Sho'um, Azu. Tikna Shukim, Tikna Gesharim, Tikna Machatzois. Rav Yehuda is saying, talking about the Umas Ha'olam, he says, how amazing is this nation that they go. Not the nation. Let me rephrase. How beautiful and wonderful are the creations, or what was made by this nation? They make shukim. They make marketplaces. They make tiknu gesharim. They make gesharim. They make a gesher, a bridge. Tiknu marchatzos. They make bathhouses. Rabbi Yossi shasak. Rabbi Yossi didn't say anything. Loi toiv lo ra. He didn't say a word. Nene Reb Shimon bar Yochai v'amar. Reb Shimon bar Yochai enter v'amar. Kol ma shetiknu lo tiknu al tzarech atzmon. We shouldn't praise what they did. Everything they made, They didn't make it for us to enjoy. They didn't make it for us to use. They all made it because of their own taivas. Tiknu shukim, lohishav b'am zoynus. They made marketplaces so they could have prostitutes, zoynus. Merchatzos, leidim b'am. They make bathhouses to go and pleasure themselves in them. Leidim b'am atzman. Gesharim, and you know why they have bridges? Lita amachas. To make taxes. So it's all for them. We shouldn't be praising it. Holach yud ben gerim, v'zibar divrayim, v'nishmu l'malchus. So Yud ben Gerim went and told over these things, and it was heard by the Malchus. Amru Yehuda Sheila Yisala. So they said Yehuda Sheila Yisala. Yehuda was the one that made known this to us. So he's going to become a very high position. Yossi Shashasak Yigla Litzipari. Yossi was quiet. He didn't say anything good about us. He didn't say anything bad about us. He's exiled. Shimon Shagina. Yerag, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who disgraced us, we're going to kill him. And this is the beginning of why Rav Shimon went in the cave, right? Azahu Bray, so him and Rabbi Lazar, Tashu Bay Midrash. First they went to hide in the base of Midrash. It's an interesting, it's hard to understand, you know, meaning you must have assumed until this point the one place, if you ever wanted to find Rav Shimon, it would be in the base of Midrash. But see, that's where he goes to hide out. Okay. Right, we say if the Yitzhar wants to get you, run to the base medrash, mashkulei the base medrash. Kol yom havi maisilei, so he was there the whole day. Dvisu rifta, kol yom havi maisilei dvisu rifta v'chuzo demaya. So every day his wife would bring him bread and a jug of water. So what happened? Ki takiv gzeraso, when the gzera got more strong, when he heard they really want to get him, they're putting the pressure on to find him. Amar Leil Bray said to him, Nashim Daitis Kalas Aleihem. Women are very fickle-minded. What does that mean? It means they're easily, here in the context for sure, in most places like this, they're easily persuaded, meaning what? They're very emotional. And he's afraid where they're going to be persuaded. Dilma Mitzari Le Magali Lon. Maybe they're going to go and torture my wife a little bit, and she's going to reveal where we are. So they went with that. They went, and they said, we have to go into real hiding where she doesn't even know about it. Azl Tashu B'marasa. And that's where they went to hide in the cave. Ischa Israchish Nisa Ivrile Charuva V'Enei Damaya. So an amazing miracle happened, and there was a carob tree that grew. And that's the Minogti Buxer, which is not edible. I'm not sure why they give those out to these third graders to give them black dried out boxer that's going to break their teeth. I don't know. I remember as a little kid not understanding why they're giving us this. I don't even think animals could eat it. It's like mamish nifzal mechilas kalev. But okay, seemingly charev that's fresh maybe is edible. I've never seen. I don't know. Any chaver knows? Yeah. I don't know. It's fresh. It's edible, right?
Sorry to do it. Sorry to have it.
Okay. V'avimishal chimineu. And then they took off their clothing. Why? We'll see in a minute. And the whole entire day, they were completely immersed in the sand in the cave, and they would sit and learn Torah. When it came time to daven, lavshu, they would put on clothing covered for their tefillah. Umatzli they daven and bahadur mishalchimenu, and then take off their clothing, go back in the sand. Why? So that it wouldn't be worn out. They knew they're going to be there a long time. They didn't want to wear out their clothing. They kept it special for tefillah. We see from here we should have begad the miyuchas l'tefillah b'stava. Isvu tracer shani b'marasa, and they were there for 12 years in this cave. 12 years. Also, Leo v'kam apischa d'marasa. Leo came and stood at the opening of the mara. Once spoke about that, why he didn't come inside and get them, but okay, not for now. Amar man ludil of Archaya, the mace Kaiser bat Gzera. So who's going to make known to Bar Yochai that the Caesar has died and the bottle of Gzera basically come out? And then what happens? Nafku, and they came out, and here very famously, Chazu Inchidkar Karve Vizari, they saw men that were what? Plowing and planting, which is very normal, and totally okay. However, Amar Menichin Chai Oilam, Vaiskim Chai Shah. But what did they say? Such people, they're leaving Chai Olam. They're not sitting and learning Torah, which could be a lifetime of reward, and they're involved in Chai Shah, momentary life. And everywhere they looked, they would burn up. Kol makom. Anywhere they looked, they'd burn up. Yatza Baskel Varmalem Lahakriva Lami Yatzasem. A Baskel came and said, you came out to destroy my world. Chizru Lamaraschem. Go back into the cave. Hadr Azul Isvitresu Yarche Shasa. They went back in for 12 months for a year. Amrei Mishpar Shom Beganim Yud Beis Chadosh. They said, we'll go for 12 months because that's what generally we know. The Mishpat in Gehenna is only after 12 months. This is our punishment for what was going on. And then Yatza Baskel, a heavenly voice came this time. V'amrat Tzuma Maraschem, go out of your cave. Nafku, they went out. Kol Eichad Avimichu, Rebbe Lazar, Avimasa, Reb Shimon. And anywhere that Rebbe Lazar was damaging, Reb Shimon was healing. Amrlo B'ni, Dailo L'mani V'ata. Reb Shimon said to his son, it's enough in this world, just me and you. And listen to what happens. And it was very close to what? To Shabbos Kodesh. The sun was setting Erev Shabbos. Chazu Ahu Saba. They saw an altar yid. Davinokit Tre Madone Asim. It's holding two bundles of Hadassim. Virot. And he was running Ben Ashmashos in twilight. Amale, Hani La Malucha. They said, why do you have these? Amalu Lechvay Shabbos. I have the Hadassim for Shabbos Kodesh. V'tizki l'cha b'chad, isn't one enough? Chad k'neged Zachar, v'chad k'neged Shomar. One bundle's for Zachar, one bundle's for Shomar. Amar le l'vrei, Rav Shimon said to his son, chazik kamech aviv mitzvos ha'Yisrael. And Yosef datehu. Look how beloved mitzvos are. And Yosef datehu. He was calmed. So now we have to understand so much. What? This Gemara, Mamish, there's so many questions in this Gemara. So much to understand. But specifically as follows. I want to understand tonight. First of all, what was going on when they came out of the Ma'ara the first time? What was the mindset that they were burning up the world? What were they so upset about? We all understand we have to work. It was a klala from Adam Arishon that we have to work to earn a living. No one was doing it. It's one thing if they saw people doing averes, being Bali Taiva, being involved in the lacking of Shemir Sinayim, stealing, Yechveznisht. They saw people working. What happened? What happened? What were they so upset about, Reb Shimon and his son? What were they so upset about? And secondly, we have to understand, the next time they come out and they see an old man with Hadassim, and that's the Menuchas HaNefesh, not like they came out and they saw someone, Mamish Amal V'Torah on the Zvachim, or saw someone deep in Tefillah, okay, Shkoyach. They saw someone bringing Hadassim for Shabbos Kodesh. This is so important. Kama chaviv mitzvahs. That was what gave them Yishuv Hadass. So let's understand. First of all, there's a Tosfos in Chulin Daf Vav. The Tosfos, a lot of this is based on a piece I saw in the Shvi'a Pinchas on the Lag B'Omer Sefer G'day of Lismach Harab Shem. There's a Tosfos in Chulin Daf Vav that says every time in Shas it says Ahu Asaba, it's Eliyahu HaNavi. So first of all, that altar yid they saw was Eliyahu HaNavi. So there has to be something very deep here. That's the message Eliyahu HaNavi is teaching them. So what happened? So I saw amazing Torah that Shvil Binchos brought down. I don't recall who he brought it down from. Right, and from the Noam Gadim, if I'm not mistaken. But Emes says, I saw this Torah years ago, but from Rav Shor. I don't remember where I saw it from Rav Shor, but I know I saw it in one of his forum. I don't think I heard it from him. I think I read it in one of his forum. I remember it was from Rav Shor. And he says as follows, if you look in our Sedra, in Parshas Emor, when we talk about, right before talking about Sfir Soimer, so the beginning of the parak, we talk about Shabbos Kodesh. And the pasuk says, in Perek Chav Gimel, pasuk Gimel, Sheishas Yomim Teosem Lacha. For 6 days, you Teosem Lacha. What does that mean? It doesn't mean Ta'avod, you should do work. Teosem, again, I'm far from an expert in Diktuk. Far from it. But what Teosem Lacha means is your work should be done for you. Uv'yom Ashvi Shabbas Shabbason. And on the seventh day, it shouldn't just be a Shabbos, it should be Shabbos Shabbason. Mikra Kodesh, Kablecha Lo Sasu, Shabbos Yil Hashem, Bechol Mosh Vaseichem. So the emes is, there's a few different times in Torah that we talk about Shabbos as Shabbos, Shabbason, and not just Shabbos. And it's strange, why? Throughout Torah, Shabbos is discussed, mamish, so many times. I don't know if there's something that's discussed more in the Torah than Shabbos, Kodesh. But it's rare to call it Shabbos, Shabbason. When do we call it Shabbos, Shabbason? So he explains as follows. When do we call Shabbos, Shabbos, what, you know, you want to see, where else? You know, but I'm saying, when do we call Shabbos itself Shabbos, Shabbason? So in a few different places, but when specifically? Whenever we call Shabbos, Shabbason, there's, prior to that in the Pasuk, this Lashon of specifically Te'aseh Melacha, or Ye'aseh Melacha, but the work is done for you. Now one understanding of Chizuk is that when you go into Shabbos, you should feel like everything's done already. That's what we all understand, right? You shouldn't have, even work that wasn't finished, you shouldn't have on your mind. It should be as if Te'aseh Melacha. Nobody should have ever any work in their mind. That's true when you're working, it's true when you're in school with Lamudei Chol. It's right now finals time, and I get mamish every day this time of the year, I get questions from different people. Could I study for my final on Shabbos? Could I study for Echleis Mish, my psychology final, my history final, my science final on Shabbos, Kodesh? Now, first of all, l'halacha b'stam, it's aser. Unless maybe if it's something you really enjoy and it's a tonic to you and you do it anyways. But even that being said, it's so important to keep Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh. And your whole life, if you don't make Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh, you're going to start bringing other things into Shabbos, you're going to destroy Shabbos. Shabbos is Te'aseh Melacha. It's all finished, it's all done. Chas v'shalom, should we be destroying our Shabbos to bring secular studies into our Shabbos, Kodesh? It should be Te'aseh Melacha. But Rav Shor said it, and Nami Gadim say it a little differently even. They say as follows, there are very big tzaddikim. There are very big tzaddikim that all week long are living Shabbos. All week long are living Shabbos, but in the following way, listen, mamish on the highest of levels, that what? They don't have to ever do any malacha. Their whole life is Kedusha. Their whole life is Torah, and Tefillah, and Mitzvahs. And they rely on the Eivishter that's going to support them and take care of them. And they live a life of Te'aseh Melacha. They literally live a life where their work is done for them. It's all taken care of. Big tzaddikim. And then all week long is Shabbos. All week long is Kulo Kedusha. All week long they're not distracted by anything of the mundane. Anything materialistic. They don't do work. They do Torah. They do mitzvah. Zeu. And for a tzaddikim like this, what's Shabbos then? Shabbos is Shabbos, Shabbason. If all week is Shabbos, Shabbos is Shabbos, Shabbason. It's higher. So tzaddikim who live a life of Te'aseh Melacha, and that's why every time we say Shabbos, Shabbason, first Te'aseh Melacha, who live their whole week as if their work is done for them, Shabbos is Shabbos, Shabbason. And if you look in this, in Parshas Emor, if you look in Parshas Kisis, if you look in Parshas Biakel, which we'll talk about in a moment, we see this Lashon always. Who was a Yid like this? Vada Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And Vada, we see that's what the entire time in the Ma'ara was, which we'll get back to in a moment. But it's a Beferish Gemara, the famous Machloikas in Shabbos. The famous Machloikas in Shabbos. Just a, no, I'm sorry, bro, Shabbos is Lam Gimel. In Brachos Lamed Heim Abiz. The famous machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel, he says, you have to do hanehog be'em minot derech eretz. Meaning what? Yes, you should learn Torah, vada, every single day, v'gisu b'yom v'layla. And daven and be involved in Torah mitzvahs in a deep way. But you have to have a job. Hanehog be'em minot derech eretz. Tiv Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai omer, after Adam chorish b'shas chorisha, v'zoreya b'shas zriya, v'koish b'laksira, v'dosh b'shas disha, v'zoreya b'shas haruach, Torah mate aleo. If you're going to be working, and in the season for planting, you're going to be planting, in the season for plowing, you're going to be plowing, in the season for harvesting, you're going to be harvesting. What's going to be with Torah? So Shem B'Yichai says, Elo, b'isman Yisrael osim ritzon Hashem malkom, malachta nastis al yidei achirim. If you sit and learn and daven and you do what's right, you do Ratzon Hashem, all your malachas nasa idei chayrim will be done for you. So Vader, Rav Shimon bar Yochai lived such a halacha. He lived like his opinion. even though it might not be for us, which we'll get back to. But Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had to live such a life. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was this Yid who was a Shabbos Degiyid all week long. He was a Shabbos Degiyid all week long, and then Shabbos is Shabbos Shabbosot. You know, it reminds me of a story I read once. There was a woman who was dating, and when they dated this young man, went on a bunch of dates, and she mamish really liked, they liked each other a lot. They were taking to each other a lot. And they decided, okay, we're going to get married. We're going to get married. Hashem, they wanted to get married, they wanted to get engaged. So, she brought home this chasen to be, to meet with her parents, to talk to the parents. Yeah, maybe they met them earlier, but to talk tachlis. So the father sits down with this young man. And they're talking. He says, "Nu, so what are you planning on doing with your life?" "I'm a Torah scholar. I plan on sitting and learning." "Oh, very nice. But how are you going to support my daughter? You're going to marry her? How are you going to support my daughter?" "God will provide." "Oh, very nice. What about one day, Bez Hashem, you're going to have children and you get my grandchildren? What are you going to do then?" Thinking maybe, okay, I'll live with... Yeah, go to Ramana school for a couple of years, but then you have to get a job, you know? Like, what's going to be then after you finish your time in the mirror? "No, then I'm going to continue to learn." "Oh, you're going to continue to learn? And how are you going to support my daughter and your children, Bishatayeva?" "God will provide." "Okay." Finishes the meeting. This was only with the father. The father then goes to the mother, and the mother said, "Nu, how'd the meeting go with our future son-in-law?" So it went. Never had to go. It went. "What was this?" "Well, I'll tell you. On one hand, he has no plans for the future. He has no understanding of how he's going to support himself. He doesn't, no plans. Doesn't plan on working a day in his life. So what went well? On the other hand, he thinks I'm God." So, Lemaisa, Chevra. That's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Dekiyid. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Dekiyid is living Shabbos all week, Teyaseh Melacha. All work is done for him. That's the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Hamabes. So now we can understand if that's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And by the way, we see in the Zohar, Beferish, that Rav Shimon is Shabbos. The Zohar in Idrava, in Naso, Kuf Mamdal, and Mabes, discusses, I'm not going to read the whole thing, it discusses how the Chevraya, that Reb Shimon was giving over Tor Snister to the deepest soidos was 6 Talmidim. And therefore the 6 Talmidim and Reb Shimon was the 7th. And there are all these beautiful Zohars of the Tzaddikim talking. Reb Abba says, "Anan Shita Batzina Dinaharan Mishviya and Antu Shviya Dekula." We are like the 6 basic stalks of the Menorah, and you're the middle one, basically. You're the 7th to Reb Shimon. The Les Kiyum Alashisa Bar Mishviya. There's no Kiyumis. There's nothing, the other 6 have nothing without the 7th. The Kula Tole Bishviyasa. All the other 6 are dependent on that 7th, on Reb Shimon. But then, so there were 6 plus Reb Shimon. Then Reb Yehuda Karele Shabbos. Reb Yehuda calls Reb Shimon Shabbos. The Kulu Shita mi name is Varchin. All 6 days of the week are blessed from Shabbos. So too, from Shimon Shabbos, and the other 6 Talmidim are blessed from him. So we see here, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is Mamash Shabbos. We see here, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is Mamash Shabbos. Meaning what? He's a Shabbos Degiyid who lives always Shabbos. And if he lives always Shabbos, to in his world, there's nothing but Torah. There's nothing but Kedusha. There's not, just like on Shabbos, all we care about is the relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom and the Lamentas Malachos that ensures that we're not involved in other Avodas and we're not involved in anything else but Kedusha. We're not distracted by the world. So Shimon was by like that always, all week with Shabbos. Shabbos was a new level. Shabbos Yisera of Shabbos Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon, specifically when he was in the Ma'ara, even more so, for those 12 years first, it was Kulo Kedusha. It was Kulo Kedusha. It was Shabbos. So when you live Shabbos, also we said this Lashon of Shabbos, Shabboson, is in Parshas Vayakel, Periklam and Hepazuk Beis, and there also Sheishas Yomim Te'asem Alacha, 6 days, you should feel like your work is done. Yom HaShvi'i Yelechem Kodesh Shabbos Shabboson. So again, it's talking about a Yid like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who is all week Shabbos, your work is done for you. As the Gemara we just read in Brachos, comes along Shabbos, it's Shabbos Shabboson. What's the very next pasuk? Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vaseichem. And everybody asks, there are 39 malachas in Shabbos. None of the other 39 are explicit in the Torah. They're all learned out from the Mishkan, as we all know. It's machloikas, whether it was avoid in the Mishkan or binyan a Mishkan. One is explicit in the Torah. And everybody asks and discuss, why is that one? There's so many deep Torahs in this, I'm sure you all have. But maybe we can understand tonight that the Torah is telling us and warning, if a Yid lives Shabbos Shabboson, if a Yid lives Te'asem Alacha like the pasuk before, right here. So what we're afraid is follows. If you live on such a level of Kedusha, which is only for the highest level of Tzaddikim, that's what the Marsha says in Brachos Daf Lamed Hey. As we know, the end of the Brachos is Har B'Lasuk Rav Shimon V'lo Also B'Yadon. A lot of people tried to be like Rav Shimon, tried to live Shabbos all week and it didn't work. They weren't supported and they were living miserable lives. Meaning most Yidden are supposed to be Rav Shmuel Tikkun. And understand that we have to get a job and we have to support our family. And it said to me, a lot of Bachrim think I should sit and learn. So badly, you should sit and learn many, many years. Bad and be amal b'toira. But the chrayas falls on a man to support his family. The chrayas is not on the shver to support your family. The chrayas is not on your wife to support the family. The chrayas is on you to support your family. To be fair, it's kumar. Har b'yaskrifshim lo sabiyadam. Not that you shouldn't push to learn for a few years at first if you can. But ultimately, the chrayas to support a family is on a man. Aber what for select tzaddikim who are on such a level of bitachon live like Rav Shimon. Now, how do you know who that is? Not for the time right now, and not so pashut. But for those tzaddikim, if they live, it's dangerous to live like that. Even because it's dangerous how you can understand the rest of the velt. It's not like you. So the pasuk tells us, listen, this mom, you can't make this up. So as in the Shvi'i Pinchas, he quotes from the Noam Gadim. So right after talking about this person in Parashat Vayakel, a person such as Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, so the very most pasuk says, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vaseichem. Be very careful. If you're going to live that type of life where all week is Shabbos, and Shabbos is Shabboson, and you're Kulo Kedusha like a Malach, and Te'asem Alacha, the work is done for you, it's going to be hard not to burn up the world. So the very next pasuk, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vaseichem. Be careful not to burn up others. Be careful to be understanding of others. Unbelievable, no? Gems. Look at the Mamish, it's unbelievable to see this in the Torah. So this is what happened. Reb Shimon and Reb Elazar are learning Kulo Kedusha Shabbos all week long. They come out of the Mara. And I could say it because it's a Peferish Gemara that we read before. Whatever reason, they weren't on the level they were supposed to be. And that's why the Baskel said, get back in the cave. What are you destroying my world? What were they doing? Miyad Nisraf, everything they looked at. They weren't Lo Sevaru Eish. They were burning up the world. Because they were on such a high level and they couldn't understand why everyone wasn't there. But they didn't understand that Har B'yaskar Shimon Lo Sevaru. No, the people weren't doing anything wrong. And they needed to learn Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vaseichem. Again, I could only say these things because it's the Beferish in the Gemara that they had to go back in. Otherwise, who could say such a thing about Rav Shimon or Rav Elazar? Abri comes out the second time. And how is he calmed? How is Rav Shimon or Rav Elazar calmed? They see the house Abba, they see Eliyahu HaNavi with two bunches of Hadassim. One connected Zohar, one connected Shamar. Zohar, the Ramban in Parashas Yisro says, is teaching us to remember Shabbos every single day. Hayom Ram Rishon LeShabbos. Hayom El Sheni LeShabbos. The Shabbos should be in our mind every day. The Yalkut Shemayni in Devarim says, Shomor teaches us as follows. It says, Zohar Hashem as follows. Zohar are the days leading up to Shabbos, and Shomor are the days after Shabbos. Zohar is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Shomor is keep Shabbos with you, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Meaning what? Zohar and Shomor tell us to remember Shabbos throughout the week. So what was going on here? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, he first comes out of the cave, and he's mamish such a kaddish to Giyid. He didn't understand Los Avarish B'chol Moshe Seichim. He's burning up the world. Reb Elazar is burning up the world. Because they're on such a level, they thought everybody should be on such a level. Upper what? He goes back in the cave, and obviously, doesn't say in the Gemara exactly what, but he learns an understanding that he should be on that level, Shabbos to Giyid, but not everyone could be on that level. But what calmed him? Everybody still has to be on some madrega of that madrega. Meaning what? At least when he saw that the Yidden are living Shabbos all week, Zohar v'Shomer, meaning what? Maybe not in action like he was. Maybe they have to have a job and earn parnasa and be in the world. But every moment they're thinking Shabbos. What does it mean every moment they're thinking Shabbos? They wish they didn't have to work and they're thinking Kedusha and they can't wait to get back to the Torah and they can't wait to get back to the Tefillah. That gave him Nechama. That gave him Nechama. And each and every one of us, each and every one of us, we have to live such lives. We have to live a life where Vada, if we understand, I'm not going to be Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, I'm going to be Rav Shmuel. But we have to understand and live a life where we're still living Shabbos all week. Maybe not Teasem Alacha Dika Shabbos all week, but a Zachar V'Shamer Dika Shabbos all week. Where Shabbos is on our mind all week. We carry it all week into Shabbos and we carry it from Shabbos. And what that means, Shabbos is just another name for Kedusha and Ruchnius in all that we do. Always, I'm living Shabbos. By the way, I was thinking about it. It was specifically Eliyahu Anavi who was holding the Zadas and said, Ahusaba. Eliyahu is Gematria Ben. It's 52. Right? Check it, I was just thinking. Yeah. Eliyahu's Gematria Ben. So maybe the Gemara is trying to be Marami's Tester Ben. This is Ben. Why? Listen to this, Mamish. That's what came to me. I saw a Torah in the Ber Chaim of Melech from the Chida. It connects to a Torah we said last week, but it says it a little differently. If you remember last week, we discussed how the Malachim tried to hold back the Torah from us, the Gemara in Shabbos Peches. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to mekabel Torah. Malachim say no. And we said, B'derech Drush Tzadikim explain what was the taina of the Malachim, that they have dini de bar metzra. They're the ones closer to the Torah. They deserve it. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu answer back? Last week we gave one shot in this. But the Chida says, you know what he answered back? There's a halacha when bar metzra doesn't apply. If you're giving the sod, you're giving the field to your mishpacha. If you have family you want to give it to, so there's a shach in Kufayin Hay that says, Vada, you can give it to your family before your neighbor. Because of course you want to give it to your family, and that's normal, and the neighbor's going to understand. It's not just stam another person. Family comes first. So Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say back to Malachim, Banim Atem Hashem Lekeichem, Avinu Malkeinu. We're children of Hashem. We deserve the Torah. Bar Metzra doesn't apply. You don't deserve it because you're closer in area where the children. So what could the Malachim say back? The Malachim say back, you become children when you were Makabal Torah. You were Makabal Torah, yeah. You're still Avadim. But what did we have already? What's Moshe Rabbeinu going to say back? The Chida says, we already by this point had Shabbos Kodesh. We already were Makabal Shabbos Amara. We already had Shabbos. And what does the Medrash say? The Medrash says, Medrab and Devarim, that Shabbos is the sharbit of the Rabbeinu Shalom, is the scepter of the king. And that's why a goy sheshavas, a goy that keeps Shabbos is chayev misa, because a goy to play with the scepter of the king is chayev misa, is rebellious. But a yid can keep Shabbos, since a yid is a child of the king, a child's allowed to play with the scepter. A king will allow his son to play with the scepter. Meaning what? So Shabbos already were a ben, melech. So now maybe we're meramis to that as well. Elio's gematria ben to remind us by keeping Shabbos properly on Shabbos and all week long, each and every one of us is a ben. Each and every one of us is a child of the Melech. And we have to believe that and we have to understand that. We have to be a Shabbos degir on Shabbos and Shabbos degir all week and understand that's our kesher shokayamu derbon shalom as a ben Melech. And maybe that's pshad and gemar on Shabbos memdalad. The gemara there famously, we all know it, famously says, if Klal Yisrael keeps shtei Shabbosos, we'll be zeicha the gula. And everybody asks, why shtei? Why not one Shabbos? If we need a chazaka, three Shabbosos, two Shabbosos, we'll be zeicha the gula. So I already saw this from the Nesiva Shalom, but connects so deeply into what we're saying. We know that Shabbos is called Shabbos, but we know the week is called Shabbos, as we're explaining tonight, but we see it in Sirius Omer, Shabbos Shabbosos Tamimos. When we keep not just Shabbos, but the week surrounding Shabbos as well. Those are the Shtei Shabbosos. And we have Shabbos on our mind all week. That's when we say Chid Mashiach Sikeinu. This is Reb Shimon, a Shabbos to Giyid. And that's what ultimately brought Reb Shimon back into the world, to see that we keep Shabbos and we connect to Shabbos. And we have to live Shabbos all, live Shabbos, Shabbos on Shabbos. And Shabbos all week long, where Kedusha is with us always. Because Shabbos is the key. Shabbos is the maftech to everything. That's why it's called Shomer Shabbos Kilchasim Ochad on Kol Venosav. You could be all the Averis, Avil Ovdi Avad Zarak Kedar Enosh, Meichel Mo, if you keep Shabbos. I read a story a few weeks ago. There was a girl, come from a friar home, came from an irreligious home. Nothing. Again, maybe a Yab Narayim, you know, he went to the synagogue, Chanukah Menorah, had some matzah together with Chametz Lal Seder. And Baruch Hashem, some organization, Chinuch Atzmai, I believe it was, somehow got to this girl and was makarif her. She became a Baal Tshuva, even though the rest of her family didn't. They were respectful for the most part. Things were going well. Problem was as follows. Her father had this lighting store with chandeliers and other. And all the children had to work in the store as well. And everybody got days. And the days would always switch. And sometimes it would fall out that she'd have Shabbos Kodesh. Now she knew she's not allowed to work on Shabbos. She also knew the halacha that mamish, it's not kivur b'eim to listen to your parent connected to Torah. That being said, she loved her parents. She wanted a good relationship with her parents. She knew her father would hate her if she doesn't work. And it would be big machlokes in the mishpacha. So she tried to figure out what could she do. Some sort of pshara, something to make things that she doesn't have to break Shabbos, but also have shalom bais. She came up with the following plan. I'm not saying it, whether it's MS Sheker, Balacha, this is what she came up with. This is the story. She's going to go into the store. Listen, this tremendous mindset, a young girl. Go into the store. But every customer that comes in, if they ask to buy something, she's going to say that it's way more than it really is. Way more expensive. So if they want to buy a light bulb that's really a dollar, she's going to say it's $20. And then no one's going to want to buy anything. So she's never going to have to do any actual malacha. She'll just stand there for the day. That was her plan. And kachavi, for a few weeks, that's what she did. But then eventually her father caught on. Every other day he's making good sales. And even Shabbos, when his other children work, he's making good sales. Suddenly this one girl works on Shabbos. They're not selling anything. What's going on? So he decides once the next time she had Shabbos, he hides somewhere in the store, and he overhears her. And when the customer leaves, he comes out, he starts screaming at her, "What are you doing? You're destroying my business." What was the customer he heard that Mamish gave the Makam HaPatish? So someone came to ask to buy this chandelier. It was a $180 chandelier. And she said, "Oh, that chandelier is so precious, $1,000. And they said, "But I love it, I want it, really, really, I can't afford that." And they walk out. And that's where he got very upset. And he's telling her, and she says, "I'm so sorry, but I have to keep Shabbos at trying." But he was very upset. Very next day, Sunday morning, the man who was there yesterday walks into the store, says, "I went all over, I was trying to find the chandelier, I can't find it anywhere else. It's expensive, I don't think it's worth that much, but my wife loves it. Here's $1,000 for the chandelier." And the father, Mamish, couldn't believe it. Here he's so upset at his daughter for keeping Shabbos, but now he ended up making Ichvesnisht almost sixfold because of keeping Shabbos. He knew it was a simon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Shemayim, and the entire Mishpacha became Shomer Shabbos from that mashal, from that story, the real story, from that sipur. Shabbos Kodesh is the Pesach to all everything else in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaVodah Hashem. And that's Rav Shimon Shabbos. We're leaving Lag BaOmer, and we're entering into Erev Shabbos Kodesh. So if Rav Shimon was a Shabbos to Giyid, we're not leaving Rav Shimon, we're not leaving Lag BaOmer. Bez Hashem is Baruch, we should all be Zoiche, to take all the chizik that we had in Lag BaOmer, all the Zoiris from Lag BaOmer, keep it with us all year. Keep the ruchnias, keep the zayrus, and live Shabbos all week. Live Shabbos, Shabbos soin on Shabbos, until we're zoicha to the yom shekula Shabbos and Mashiach tukenu b'mehera b'yameinu.